Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In a week where MS Dhoni played two IPL finals innings, faced three balls, was out twice for a total of one run, and yet was still the coolest player in both matches, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
You know, if you circumstantially, if you see, this is the best time for me to announce the retirement. You know, but the amount of love and affection that I've been shown wherever I've been this year, you know, I think the easy thing for me to say would be like, thank you very much. But the tough thing for me is to work hard for another 9 months and come back and play at least one more season of IPL.
What a tease MS is. I thoroughly approve.
Yes, massive tease. You're here with Kat Jones, Dan Lipke and MS Dhoni. He'll be kicking on, apparently, for at least... He didn't actually come out and say he would be going around for one more season.
Oh, yes.
He technically said, it's more challenging if I set myself the target of staying fit for 9 more months. But
He's such beautiful timing there on the announcement with the crowd roaring in the background.
Yes.
If the crowd hadn't roared, he might have gone, yep, so I'm retiring.
I'm out of here.
He's
definitely playing it by ear. So Dhoni's finals matches, they were fantastic. And, of course, both of his IPL finals matches were against the Gujarat Titans.
Yeah.
So in the final, he came in with 12 balls remaining, 22 runs needed, out for a golden duck.
Yeah, fantastic.
Off he trotted, no mucking about. That sensibly brought Jadeja to the crease, and he hit 15, not out of 6 balls, including like 10 off the last 2 balls to win the trophy. But I think it was the earlier qualifying semi-final that where Dhoni was kind of at his peak, right?
Yeah, he was fantastic in that. He had his bowler, the beautiful slinger, Patharana, had been off the field getting treatment, not for too long, but for a little while.
Yep.
And when he returned, of course, Dhoni wanted to put him straight onto bowl, but he'd been off the field, so he wasn't allowed, right?
Yeah, so the umpire said, oh, no, he's got 4 more minutes of him running around in the field before he's allowed to bowl. But Dhoni said, no, I won't be doing that. Let's just stand here for 4 more minutes, 4 minutes and talk about it. And then it's like, okay, 4 minutes are up, off you go. So that was very fun stuff. Great stuff, MS Dhoni. Magnificent nonsense.
Yep.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to cover the Ashes warm-ups. We're getting closer, Dan.
Yeah, into the final fortnight before the actual Ashes begins. A couple of warm-ups still to come. So England have the first warm-up. That's their test against Ireland, which begins, within a few hours as we record this. And you probably think it's a little bit harsh on Ireland to call a test match against England a warm-up for a different series, but... Ireland are also treating it as a warm-up, right?
Yeah. So what are they doing? They're resting players to save them for World Cup qualification.
Yeah, so they've got they didn't qualify directly for the World Cup. They had a sliver of a chance. They had to beat Bangladesh, I think, 3-0 in their last series before before the qualifying period ended, and they couldn't do that because a combination of rain and not winning.
Yeah.
And so now they have to go through the qualification stretch, which they should probably be okay with, but they're still not wasting energy on putting all their good players into a test just in case they get injured.
Yeah.
Pretty similar to what England are doing.
Yeah.
We won't be playing Ollie Robinson or Jimmy Anderson. We'll let them, get better.
Yes. Well, those players, England are resting all of their semi-injured bowlers,
yes.
right?
And Jofra Archer, who is more than semi-injured.
He's fully injured.
He's fully injured. He's also being rested, though. He's just feet up somewhere.
Yeah. I'm sure they're resting nicely. They're presumably sitting on the couch, PlayStation, Xbox. Mm. Yeah.
So, the test starts 1st of June.
It's going to be very exciting.
Yes. Even if neither team is quite as excited as we are, still good to have test.
They'll be evenly matched then, won't they?
Exactly, yes.
And what about the Australians? Now, they've been warming up in county cricket.
Yes.
We've been talking every week about Steve Smith getting warmed up and then getting
shot out by very patriotic and keen English umpires who, any time they saw a ball hit a pad, just like, fuck it, that'll do, finger
you're
up, off you shoot, Steve.
Yeah.
So I'm fully support that, of course. Sending Steve Smith out LBW when it's borderline at best, that gets him very annoyed.
When there's no reviews available.
No reviews. He's got the shits. He wanders off. Yeah, very, very funny. Makes him cranky.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
We also had a bit more success with the bat was Michael Nisa.
Uh-huh. So he's been in county cricket as well.
Yeah, he's been taking wickets everywhere, but now he's also added a century to the mix. And so, he's continuing to take wickets. I reckon, by the second test of the Ashes, he might be the Australian captain.
Yeah, absolutely. At the very least, opening the batting.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
So, hashtag
he probably should,
Nisa must captain Australia.
Yeah.
So what do we think of this ploy from Nisa to fight his way back into the side by scoring shitloads of runs and taking similarly shitloads of wickets? That's a bit disparate and sad, isn't it? Can't he just have been selected like proper players?
He should just play IPL like the rest of the tryhards.
Yes. Yeah. Very old-fashioned stuff from Michael Nisa to be taking wickets and scoring runs.
And so speaking of using the IPL as a warm-up, it's been probably better from a World Cup perspective to use the IPL as a warm-up, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, Warner was playing, as we've mentioned a few times, I think Warner was playing Test cricket style for the IPL. He was having, very sedate knocks at the top of the order, scoring, comfortable 50s and not getting too carried away, not winning many games, but having a good time at the top of the order. So he's... He did well. We actually commentated one of those matches,
right? Yeah, that's right. Commentating for Whiteline Wireless / Guerrilla Cricket.
Yes.
Back in Australia again. So we're doing our own Ashes warm-ups, aren't we,
yes,
Dan?
Everybody's getting warmed up. It's getting closer.
Yeah.
And, of course, Cameron Green, he made a century for the Mumbai Indians. I actually stayed up to watch this because he came out and he was having a jolly old time, just having a mad thrash and hitting sixes and, lots of giant puppy Cameron Green fun. And then, as he closed in on his century, Sukumar Yadav came in and started hitting runs as well. And he was hogging the strike a bit and they were running it because there was a part of a run chase. So they were starting to run out of runs left. So
that's right. Green was on about 89 or 90 and it didn't look like he was going to get there.
But he had a quiet word between overs with Sky and he said, all right, can you just calm down a bit and stop hitting all these boundaries?
Yeah.
And it ended up with Green on 99 and the score's level.
Ooh.
And then he just needed to get the one run. He almost stuffed that up as well. He tried to dink it around a bit and played and missed. And then he played and missed at another one, which hit the keeper and almost rebounded off for byes. And eventually got bat to ball and hit a boundary, brought up his ton. So that was good.
Good on him. Josh Hazlewood warming up as well for the Ashes and everything else. And that's he's injured as well. So this is, Nisa must play.
He's
looking a bit more confident here, but he's he's got a bit England fast bowler shaped, right?
Yes, he has, yes. Yep. Yes. Anyway, both sides are now off to play some golf. As the final part of their warm-up, yes.
Yep.
Johnny Bairstow clearly learnt nothing from his golfing trauma last year. He's heading back out on the course with his captain.
Yeah.
So anything could happen.
And this should be, of course, televised,
Oh, the golfing
tournament. Sort yourselves out, Sky TV. Can you imagine? I like to think that that the Australians and the England are going out in mixed fours,
mm.
and they're playing with each other, and the banter would be quite good as well, and the sledging. I think this should be televised.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it, but for people who enjoy golf, I'm sure that would be fascinating.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, we do have lots of pre-Ashes banter going on. We've had Steve Harmison chimed in. He said recently, "I think England are the best team in the world at this minute, and I'd much rather have the best team in the world going into a big series than a team of better individuals."
Oh.
So he's saying that Australia are better individuals,
sounds
right?
Sounds like a quote from the 1930s about being a morally upstanding citizen.
Yeah, I assume he does mean morally. I think he's saying the Australians are more moral, forthright, better men about town.
They know where the line is. They cross it or don't cross it, but they...
They know. So a stunning admission from a former England great. Although, of course, when it comes to the Ashes, can't always rely on Harmison to be on target.
No,
you
know? No, indeed.
We also have Mitchell Starc.
What's Stark been doing?
He's still arguing with Stuart Broad about whether the previous Ashes series happened or not. but Stark's pretty sure it did. Stark seems to remember that it happened. He took a wicket first ball. He recalls that vividly.
Yeah.
Stuart Broad is less clear, and Broad, in fact, has pivoted away from this entire topic of conversation after getting all the Australians sufficiently riled up. He's off to something else now, Marmite commercials, and now he's claiming that Australia didn't play any overseas tests during COVID, and that's the new thing that he's taunting them about. So it's good stuff from Broad. He's a slippery customer. You can't keep a hold of him.
Do you think he's going to escalate with this this pre-Ashes banter?
Oh God, I hope not.
I hope he does. I hope he does more and more crazy things that get particularly the Australian media all riled up.
Anyway, the Broad and Stark confrontation did prompt an excellent tweet from friend of the podcast, John H. He said, "Out of all the Aussies who play that series, I could see why Stark would be most skeptical of Broad's comments. Oh no, you finished playing for the day and then had to go home and keep hanging out with international cricketers, did you? Welcome to my life, Stuart." And speaking of which...
Oh yeah, speaking of which, Alyssa Healy, as we just mentioned, she is now captaining Australia. And that is sadly because Meg Lanning is out with medical reasons. So she's going to be captaining Australia for the Women's Ashes.
Yes, get well, Meg. We've also, of course, had banter seep into the Women's Ashes as well,
good,
right?
Good.
So we've got the England noob, Emma Lamb. She's no Stuart Broad, but she did come out with the astonishing claim that Australia are, quote, human and, quote, not perfect.
Really?
That's very naive, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
She's never seen them play?
Never seen them play. Of course not. I don't think that's going to stand up to any scrutiny at all.
No, I think several of the Australian women would be able to take legal action against her for this vicious slander.
Yeah.
Your Honour, in the case of Perry versus Lamb and the defendant's outrageous claim that the complainant is imperfect, we would like to submit into evidence the entirety of Elise Perry's playing career.
Yep, indeed. Yep. Case closed.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
So we have an ad today for commentary.
Yes.
And it is an ad for Guerrilla Cricket. Guerrilla Cricket out of England have been commentating most of the England matches for the past however long, 10 years or so.
Yep.
Whiteline Wireless is the Australian twin of Guerrilla Cricket. And at the moment we're trying to revive the Australian arm.
Yes.
This is an ad for people to listen to Guerrilla Cricket, but also an ad for people who want to commentate because we are a little short of commentators. If you're in Melbourne, you can come into the Melbourne studio, which is glorious and spectacular. And I think there's some pictures of it maybe that we've posted on Twitter from time to time. So if you would like to commentate, then please get in touch with Guerrilla Cricket and or me or Dan or whoever.
Yep.
And you can also be a commentator for the Ashes.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was approached by a man who I later discovered to be a bookmaker from India. I was fined $10,000 and paid my fine immediately. I realised and accept fully that my actions were naive and stupid. I realised that I was very naive and stupid and stupid and stupid.
Here we are in Cat's Gambling Corner. because the IPL is done, it's all over. And congratulations to, who was it, CSK?
Yeah, yep. I think it was.
Well done, CSK.
Congratulations to Dhoni.
Yes. So, of course, with the end of the IPL, it's time to check in with Cat's Bets. Did you win anything?
Nope.
All right. Always gamble responsibly.
can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is gonna join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller reward.
Here we are. It's the Moeller Award for underappreciated acts in cricket, named after the wonderful Scott Moeller. And I think Scott Muller's now named after our Moeller Award. I think it's reversed.
So, yeah, I think the Moeller Award is definitely more famous than Scott Moeller. And I think we have to explain who he is a lot of the time. But yes, Scott Moeller, of course, couldn't bowl and couldn't throw, according to Joe the cameraman.
Mm.
But nevertheless, a spectacular effort from him to just exist and play cricket.
Indeed.
So what have we got here as our first nomination?
Well, I think we have to nominate the IPL final because it took 3 days.
Yes.
I mean, it was ridiculous. It was great that they had all those reserve days. So the first day rained off.
Yep.
Second day, well, that was a reserve day, but there was still rain.
Mm.
So the final actually went into the early hours of a third day.
Yeah, they were playing till like 1 a.m. or something.
Incredible.
Something very, very crazy, which of course is the time that we're here in Australia, we're expected to start watching the IPL matches at 1 a.m.
Mm.
So yeah, very, very strange.
Yeah.
I think, obviously 3 day T20s are the future of cricket, but we also have test cricket, like there's 4 day tests. I think they're getting closer and closer. They're
going to
meet in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have this one great tournament, IPL style, perhaps with all the different nations. I'm not quite sure how it's going to go with IPL owners. Imagine the IPL owners owning, the Gujarat Australians and Delhi, South Africa.
We're going to play this that snippet there that you've just mentioned in 10 years' time when that actually happens.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd love to have all the IPL owners in charge, just buying it up, hurrying through, national qualification, whatever you have to do for that, citizenship papers, no worries. Pay whatever you need to get that done. So, yes, I think that's the future. The T20 matches getting longer, tests getting shorter.
Yeah.
We'll meet at 3.5 days, say. That's long enough for both games.
Might not even specify the number of days.
Yep.
Any length of time is fine.
Yes. All right. For the second nomination, I've got in county cricket, we've got Sir Alastair Cook was dismissed on 99, which is, the kind of thing that happens to batters.
Hmm.
Meant he fell one run short of scoring, however, his first century at Trent Bridge.
Huh.
This guy, how is there any ground in England where Cook hasn't scored a century? He's played like thousands of matches at every ground. Why is he so hopeless at Trent Bridge?
Yeah, it's incredible, and it's wonderful that he's dismissed. And good on Alastair Cook for still playing at the age of 65 or whatever.
He's almost as old as Tony.
Yeah.
Very good. I hope at the end of this county season he's brought up and he does almost the exact same speech that Dhoni did at the top of the episode there.
Yeah.
So just tease them. Will I play on? Will I not? And yes, he will.
Listen for the crowd noise.
Little polite applauses. Not raucous cheering. Just very, very polite
applause. Oh, well, I'll get myself fit for the next 9 months.
Yes. And I am just getting word that we have been podcasting this episode long enough that Dhoni's time-wasting nonsense that we did mention at the top of the podcast is now also eligible for Moeller nomination.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's a nomination as well.
It's being nominated as well.
Moeller nomination for MS Dhoni. So who's going to win this time?
Oh, I think Dhoni has to win. Just in case he retires, we better give him another Moeller.
Yes, I think so. I think good time wasting from MS Dhoni deserves a Moeller nomination. We'll get it out to him at some point. No need to rush for that.
Mm.
Anyway, you have been listening to Dan Lipke. That's me. I'm at Lieb Cricket on Twitter and Mastodon.
And I'm Kat Jones at Cricket Bat Kat, and you can find us at Can't Bowl Throw.
Yes, you can us on Facebook.
You can go look for us on Facebook. I don't think we'd bother with the Instagram or TikTok.
But you can track us down, and with all the Ashes things, we may start putting out slightly more regular episodes. Otherwise, we're going to be overrun with too much content, right?
That's right, too much content. And so, Dan, of course, will be putting out massive amounts of written content and a bonus podcast as well.
Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled on everything. It's all coming. Here it all comes.
Yeah.
Almost Ashes time. We will speak to you next week. However, when it's not the Ashes, it'll be the World Test Championship final.
Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.